You are listening to Christian Audio's production of No More Perfect Kids, Love Your Kids for Who They Are, by Jill Savage and Kathy Cook. This book is read by Sarah Zimmerman. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Moody Publishers, originally published in English as No More Perfect Kids, copyright 2014 by Jill Savage and Kathy Cook, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Foreword by Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages of Children. I once knew a young man who finished medical school and then decided that he did not want to be a medical doctor. He said, "I went to medical school to please my father. It was never really what I wanted to do. Now that my father has died, I want to pursue my own dreams." I have often wondered how many young men and women pursue their parents' dreams rather than their own. As parents, all of us want to see our children succeed. However, our perceptions of success may not be in keeping with our child's abilities and interests. Not every young man is designed to be a fighter pilot or a basketball player. Not every young lady is designed to be a doctor or a lawyer. However, each child is gifted to have a positive impact on society. Our role as parents is to help our children discover and develop those abilities. We don't always use the word perfect, but most parents do have a vision for what they want their child to become. That vision may include an image of the perfect child. But unless we are willing to release our perceptions of perfection and place our children in the hands of a loving God who designed them for His own purposes, we may be greatly frustrated parents. On the other hand, when we seek to cooperate with God and help our children to unlock the innate abilities and develop physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually to become the person God designed them to become, we become successful parents. No More Perfect Kids is designed to help you become a successful parent. Jill Savage and Dr. Kathy Cook bring to this subject their own unique perspectives and experiences. I think you will identify with the personal experiences of Jill, mother of five, as she reveals her own struggle in seeking to avoid perfection. I think you will also appreciate reading the statements of children and parents who have shared with Kathy at her seminars and presentations over the years. Kathy's expertise in how children learn, coupled with Jill's practical experience, make them a perfect team to write on the subject of child development. I believe this book will help parents process their feelings of disappointment when their children are not developing physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually as they had hoped. Conversely, it will give parents guidance in developing positive approaches to helping their children reach the unique potential that each child possesses. When we give up the idea of being perfect parents and having perfect children, we are far more likely to become good parents who produce healthy children. When this happens, you will have the deep satisfaction of knowing that you have cooperated with God in helping your children reach their God-given potential. Few things are more satisfying in life than the feeling of having succeeded as a parent. Gary Chapman. Introduction. When you were pregnant or in the process of adopting, what did you imagine your child would be like? Were you imagining a boy? Were you hoping it was a girl? Would she like sports? Would he play the piano? Whether you realize it or not, before your new family member made his arrival, you were already making a connection with your imagined child. When your child finally arrived, the imagined child didn't go away. The real child made his appearance, and then you began to deal with the gap between the imagined child and the real child. This isn't a once-and-done challenge. It continues throughout childhood and the teen years as we come face to face with our real children who are often nothing like our imagined children. Sometimes we even have trouble knowing our real children because our hearts are still attached to the imagined children. Every parent has secret hopes and dreams for his or her child. Sometimes we are aware of those dreams, and sometimes they are buried deep inside.